But if 250 doesn't work, we'll go to 500. And if 500 doesn't work, we'll go to 1,000. And then maybe they'll take my suggestion and cut their hand off first and see if that works. Maybe we will have cleaner roads with people running around with only one hand. What's a good law? What's a bad law? When you look at the things that county council's doing, or the state's doing, or the federal government is doing, there are a lot of laws that you think are good, and a whole lot of them you think are bad. But who decides who is good and who what it's bad, and all? Is that the Supreme Court? Or is it the seven justices that decide what the government can and can't do? Or is it me and you? You look at the last county council meeting here, Derek Shoemake brought up the trash law. And boy, everybody, oh yeah, it's good, it's good. Jimmy Jones says, well, we've tried and all, but yeah, trash is a problem. And $25 is enough. So that law is good at $25. And Derek and Brad Tomlinson and Russell Braswell and all of them said, no, that's not good enough. We need $250 and all. It's like, that's a good law. But like regulating farms and cattle and all out of existence, basically, I think most of us would agree is a bad law. Zoning regulations are good, except when they're bad. So is this bad or good or what? Certainly you can think of a bunch of laws that are good, and certainly you can think of a bunch of them that are bad. It seems there's a law and the accompanying regulation that covers just about everything, at least everything that we buy and sell. Look at it, everything's got a label. It's illegal to take a government label off of a mattress. And everything you look at has got some kind of government agency that's ruling and regulating and all that over it. So, you know, are you really free here? I mean, free? I mean, really? How can you fix a system hell-bent on controlling everything, every aspect of our lives? They always say, it's for your safety. It's for your security, don't you know? Why do you hate clean water, they scream? You don't care about trash on the roads, and they moan and moan and moan. God bless these people to think that we can fix this kind of system. They believe the system was once a great machine that would protect freedom. You have to obey the law. You have to obey the law. What law? Which law? Jimmy Jones has stated that even if he disagrees with a law, if you pass a law, I'll obey the law. This implies any dictate, as long as somebody scribbles it on a piece of paper, Jimmy Jones would agree with it. He's saying he'd obey anything. Think about that. Look at Derek and the gang and the war on trash. Why just $250 and 8 hours of community service? Now, if you really, really wanted to take a bite out of the trash on the side of the roads and all, why not cut their hand off on the first offense? Now, that'd be a deterrent. It'd also be an incentive for any crazy man that wanted to cut a hand off. They'd be incentivized to go get them a little Barney Fife badge. And what about DUIs? I mean, why are the penalties what they are today? You know, they say it costs you somewhere around $15,000 in attorney fees and fines and alpha centering and insurance and all that for a first offense DUI. But it hasn't stopped anything. It might have deterred a few, but it hasn't stopped drinking and driving. So why not cut their hand off? The first offense? Or how about As soon as they get caught, 50 lashes with a whip. That would do it, wouldn't it? I mean, if force makes for a good society, it would seem common sense that more force would make a better society. And that is what like the trash ordinance, that's what this is about. Let's make more force to get more compliance to make a better society. All our roads would be clean at 250. But if 250 doesn't work, we'll go to 500. And if 500 doesn't work, we'll go to 1,000. And then maybe they'll take my suggestion and cut their hand off first and see if that works. Maybe we will have cleaner roads with people running around with only one hand.
But then you wouldn't have no 1,000 without them.
That's a good point. And Josephine makes a good point. But then the state wouldn't have thousands of dollars and they'd have a bunch of one-handed people on disability. So that might become a problem. But look at it this way. Why is the government not taking 80% of your pay instead of just taking 40% of your pay? Think about that. Could it be that you just wouldn't take it anymore? Could it be that they have to just figure out how much you're going to stand for and go right to that edge, no more and no less? This is the way tyranny works. Tyranny will only push as far as the people will allow it, because as soon as they go over that line, there's a revolution. Now, the Chinese hadn't gotten quite there yet, but we're headed in that direction. So the question we have to ask ourselves is, where is the line? Where are we going to stop this central planning, experts, electing these people that think that the more force, and the right amount of force will make for a beautiful utopian society? People like at Kershaw County Council, they're all wanting to do good, but they're all wanting to take the whip and whip us into shape. What do you think? Leave some comments down below. Is the state going to make a perfect society with lots of force? Or can we move toward a voluntary society where force is non-acceptable, whether it be from government or an individual? There's something else to think about. Till next time. Peace.
If a government claims a right, and then their claim is that they derive these rights from the people,
right?
Well, how can people give a group rights that they don't themselves have?
To steal from each other.
Right, if we can't tax people, like I can't tax you, where exactly does government derive this right from? You realize that the goal ought to be as voluntary a society as possible. Now, how exactly you achieve that, how far you can push that is debatable, but certainly that should be the goal. That if government is providing a service for you, well then why does it need to be provided by force?